grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media. Come in.
That's right. Welcome along to Marijuana Media on 95BFM, where we do keep a fine eye on what the media is saying about the DAC leaf, and of course the progress of making that available to anybody that should need it, for whatever reason.
Right on.
Oh, that's right, come in. Hello. G'day.
I just thought
who
that
are you? What's your name?
Hello, my name's Chris Fowley. I'm here from Normal to talk to you about the DAC weed. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too, Chris.
It's a pleasure to be here today, I must say. Always is. And where shall we start?
Oh, well, I think you called the shots on that
you
one.
I was very interested
to see the article about the first of the medical cannabis companies folding, perhaps nothing happening quick enough for them and people drawing large salaries out of the small amount of capital that they had?
Seems like it. Actually, well, I'm reluctant to say too much in case they sue me. but in my mind, I don't think that's such a reflection on the cannabis industry here, or on the companies, although, yeah, there's a lot of speculation obviously going on, a lot of people who, well, some that seem to be in it for the money or whatever, but and people who are investing need to be very careful, you know, and know that this is very high risk and highly speculative at this stage, before the regulations are written and before any of these companies really get off the ground. Yes. But that particular one, Medican, sure. I think, down in Tauranga, they had some sort of kiwi fruit based model or something that they were talking about, and I think that was a particular reflection of the people involved, and particularly if you Google the founder, and you'll find some things that went on in Australia, and I would have thought that anyone who was going to invest would have Googled them and would have looked at that and thought, he can't be a company director in either countries. Why is that? Why would I want to? So leave it at that. But yeah, it was pretty obvious. I thought that was a company that was, you know, kind of doomed to failure. Aside from that, so yeah, the medical scheme, if people don't know, the bill passed just before Christmas, so that's now law, right? It's the act, not the bill. The regulations for the scheme in terms of going to your doctor and getting medical cannabis products on prescription, that's got to happen by 12 months of the bill passing, so that's like December 18 or something this year. So that'll be in place by the end of the year. But what is in effect right now is changes around cannabidiol that make it easier for companies to bring it in and for your doctor to prescribe it and for pharmacies to stock it. So that's just a matter of time for people to get their kind of things lined up, and I'm sure that we'll see more CBD products emerge over the next few months. And it also creates that statutory exemption for people with palliative care, you know, which is a bit wider than what they were originally thinking.
But what does that mean, palliative care, sorry?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit vague, but basically if you've got a condition that's shortening your lifespan, then that would be palliative care, you know, but in particular last 12 months, but it doesn't have to be. It can be a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
It can be years. So that's all happening. So we're obviously doing a bit of work there with helping with some ideas and things and recommendations. But one of the things that's come up is, should people with cannabis convictions be allowed to get in the industry? And the National Party say no. They want this fit and proper persons test they're talking about. No convictions, no lots of things. So and that's kind of not the way it's gone overseas, where part of the motivation for these laws is to let people come within the legitimate side of the law and let people go legal and start paying tax and following rules and doing health standards and things. And if you continually cut people out...
Turn over a new leaf.
Exactly. So there's but also it's that particular communities, if people have borne the brunt of these drug laws, if they're the ones who have suffered, then really we shouldn't be then putting another barrier in the way when it's eventually legalised.
But also, they know how to grow the DAC. Let them grow the DAC, man.
That's three good reasons right there. There you go. So, take that up with your MP. You know, I'm the government obviously shares our opinion on that people with convictions should be allowed. Obviously, the license holders and the key people need to be, onto it and not have fraud convictions and those sorts of things. But a cannabis conviction itself shouldn't be a
So we're obviously
a
not wiping those convictions. That sort of leads to the fact that we're obviously not going to wipe convictions of people that have been convicted of having marijuana on them. Or
not under
them.
The medical one, because there isn't a medical offence as such. But under the referendum, that's going to be something. So that's the other thing that'll be going on all this year.
What have they done overseas? Have they have like in LA or wherever, you know, like
they have expunged them, and they even put aside funding because they had to go through all their different computer systems and things and kind of hunt for them and proactively identify those convictions so they could approach those people and make all that happen. Canada has had a similar thing going on. But some convictions are being wiped and others aren't. So, and I think you have to apply.
Case.
Yeah, I think you have to apply and that kind of thing. But that's something that's going to need to, you know, come into the debate, and I'm sure sure will. So another thing that happened this week: some stats came out, and overall, cannabis convictions dropped for quite a few years in a row now. I think about 10 years in a row. So it's another good sign, right? And we do hear increasingly of the police kind of taking things and leaving and not arresting people, and these are all good things. But behind the headline, though, overall drug convictions are actually up. Over 60% of drug convictions are for possession or use, and fewer people are being offered diversion by the courts.
That's like your first time before the courts, and they're like, "Get out of here, little scamp."
So convictions are up, and as I say, most are low level, and they're not getting diversions. Oh. So it's kind of an odd. So arrests might be down, but convictions are up.
Does it matter how old you are to use diversion?
No, it's for your first offence, and it's a police diversion, not a court one, so it's up to the police whether they want to give it to you or not. So there's no hard and fast rules about whether you'll get one. It's down to you and that.
What if
officer.
My lawyer is expensive?
Could help, yeah.
Okay, cool, I was just wondering. Okay, money still? Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, of course.
Great.
Yeah. The other thing, though, of course, if we go a little bit sideways, one of the big things in the media over the last couple of weeks being festival season, and in Australia too.
What's in my shit?
Exactly, what is in it? And people just don't know. And it used to be, it was only cut with chalk or something. These days, we're talking things other than cannabis. Cannabis is pretty obvious that it is cannabis.
We are saying
not so obvious when it's an extract or oil.
Chris has brought in a drug testing kit. This is obviously the standard drug testing kit that's made available to people that want to test drugs.
Now, this indeed will give you... are we on Mandolin? What have we got there?
This is the Marquee test. That's the number one.
This will test for sugar, aspirin, cocaine, mescaline, heroin, oxycodone, morphine, codeine, DXM, methoxetamine, ketamine, 2CR, 2CB, PPMA, PMA, TFMPP, BZP, amphetamine, methamphetamine, alpha, PVP, MD... PV, methadrone, butanol, ethylone, methylone, 5-APB, MDA, SAS, MDE, MDMA.
Arguably the most dangerous one on there, sugar.
No, not at all.
Kills
no,
the there most. Are, there
are it some, does kill the most people.
Kills the most.
Yeah, and it's in heaps of products.
But seriously, there are things out there that not just ruin people's nights, but can kill and do and have. And so obviously people want access to these kits. The kits themselves are legal, and so if you're the type of person that plans ahead, you can come into a shop like the Hemp Store, Cosmic Corner's got some too, and get your kit, and then you can test your product. And they're not absolutely 100% because they're a reagent, right? They're the first step. They're not a lab,
right?
But they give you an idea, and by getting more than one,
how many
for
colors?
People who don't know what we're talking about, it's a little dropper bottle full of a liquid. It's called a Marquee reagent.
How many drops
and,
do I need?
Just one drop. So there's about 100 in there. So you can, you know, test a few, and you have a representative sample. Now, ideally, you're testing everything that you're going to consume, because even within a pill and that, it can vary. So there's that issue. They do recommend if things are powders and things, you can dissolve them in water and then test that liquid and then dry out the water again.
I'm interested to see how many people get pleasantly surprised when they do a test, like, oh, I didn't know I had that there.
A lot of people do. So the main organisation that's doing them at festivals, so as I say, you can get these kits in shops, and then you can go away and do them at your leisure. There's no legal issue around that for us. So we can provide that, no problem.
Okay.
And as we alluded to last week, when it happens actually at the time, like a test going on there.
What if someone walks up and goes, I would like to test my ecstasy pills?
Well, they'll have to go away and do that. But this is the thing, right? So this is a problem with the law. Section 12, Misuse of Drugs Act, says you can't do that.
Okay.
So it creates issues. So this is why a lot of festivals have been, it's been a bit of a problem. Thankfully, it's becoming less. And it's not through any law change, but it's through kind of tolerance. Mm. And good on the police for tolerating it. But it really does just need deleting that clause. There's no reason for it to be in there. It's a hangover from worrying about opium dens, you know, this particular clause.
Man,
it just doesn't need to be there. So the idea is you have more than one reagent. So with this Marquee, for example, you can't see on the airwaves there, but we can see on
all
this colour chart.
All the rainbow there.
Yeah, all the active ingredients
go
different colours.
It's kind of like a pH scale, like you're testing the pool or something, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, these are actually time scales, so that's 0 seconds and that's 30,
right.
Whatever.
And
you're seeing
color.
It changing colour over time, you know.
How do I know if I've got the...
And then if you do more than one reagent, you can triangulate and you can eliminate ones or confirm ones by seeing that they change in the other colour as well. Mm. So they are a pretty good system, especially if you use more than one. And if it raises any issues, then, hey, you have to then go, not go, oh, I spent money on that, I'm going to take it anyway.
Go back to your dealer.
Yeah, go to someone.
But it's probably best to let everyone in the grapevine know, isn't it?
Yes, it is good to let people know. And contact groups like Know Your Stuff, who have got a Facebook page and a website, Know Your Stuff NZ, and they are going around these festivals, as I was just about to allude to. They have a proper testing machine. It's funded by the New Zealand Drug Foundation.
Right.
It's a really good service. You better see them at Splore. I'm not sure where else, but I know that they are at Splore. And they don't really widely like flashing lights. Here we are. You've got to kind of hunt them down a little bit because it's kind of grey zone. But go see them if you're taking anything like that, because it's best to know, right?
Sage advice. You're taking. Mm. Right on. Hey, thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Stay safe out there.
See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.